It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead, it's an Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament doubleheader between Rowan County and Greenup County. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy. Greenup County, coached by Casey Carver, is 1-1 on the season. They opened with a loss to South Point, Ohio, and then defeated Magoffin County last night 31-23. Rowan County, coached by Matt Stokes, 0-1 on the season. They lost on Tuesday to Morgan County and West Liberty, 57-48. This game will get underway around 6 o'clock. The boys' game around between 7:30 and 8. And we have the draw for this tournament. It is a rather extensive one. There are 8 teams all playing on campus sites tonight. The semifinals and finals of the winner's bracket will be at Bath County. And then the consolation bracket, and they'll play all the way out to positions 1 through 8. And that will be at different sites. Rowan County and Greenup County girls to start it off. We'll be back in a moment on WIVY.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef is only $3.79 a pound. 2 6-ounce cartons of blackberries or raspberries are specially priced for just $4. And the 2 12-ounce 8-pack cans of Faygo Pop are only $6. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Warm your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
You know, we'll check the starting lineups for this game. We'll probably be interrupted by the national anthem. They haven't gotten the system down on the scores table yet, and they'll eventually get it going. Again, Greenup County 1-1 on the season under Coach Casey Carver. At a forward will be Katie Schaffer, a 5'8" senior. At another forward will be Shelby McCormick, a 5'6" junior. The guards will be Daria Crum, a 5'8" sophomore. Kennedy Spencer, a 5'8" sophomore, and Bella Stith, a 5'5" junior. So it's Schaffer, McCormick, Crum, Spencer, and Stith. For Round County, at forward, Destiny Utterback, a 5'6" senior. At a forward, Brinley Walker, a 5'8" freshman. Olivia Beach, a 5'8" senior, will be at center. Kelby Ford, a 5'6" eighth grader at a guard. And Diamond Wills, a 5'5" junior, at a guard. So it is Utterback, Ford, Wills, Beach, and Walker. We'll be back with more on the pregame after this on WIVY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A nice warm night for hometown holidays in Moorhead. I'm not going to say it's a dry night outside, Randy. It's not going to be perfect, but hey, it's not freezing and snowing. for Hometown Holidays. So I know we have some people tuned in that are attending that or on their way to that, and some that will be probably going to both Hometown Holidays and part of this doubleheader, both a girl-boy doubleheader here tonight, Randy, the EKC tournament, one of the most historic tournaments probably in the state, I would have to say.
It is, and the matchup for these first-round games in the upper bracket, East Carter at Bath County, Lewis County at Fairview. It's for the boys and girls both. And in the lower bracket, Greenup County at Round County and Russell at West Carter. Girls semifinals and consolation on Monday. Boys semifinals and consolation on Tuesday. Championship game and consolation games on Thursday. A lot of basketball to be held.
Yeah, and speaking of basketball, a lot of basketball here tonight. The boys, like we mentioned, will play either at 7:30 or 20 minutes after this one wraps up, whichever one comes first. And also tomorrow, right here on WIVY 96.3, Morehead State Women will host East Tennessee State. That's set for a 2 o'clock tip-off. Tom Lewis will be on the call for that one. And then the Morehead State Men will host Chattanooga for a 4 o'clock tip-off. And Jason Blanton will be on the call with Drew Barnett for that one. And both of those will be here on 96.3 WIVY. And if you're so inclined, you can tune in to ESPN Plus. And yes, this is a shameless plug, Randy, and I don't care. Dean Harden and myself will bring you the call on ESPN Plus for both of those games tomorrow.
Two great games.
Yeah,
great
absolutely.
Matchups. Strong teams from the Southern Conference, or if the others have switched any, I'm not even sure anymore when they've switched. But Round County and the Ohio Valley. I mean, Morehead State on the
and let's look at the last two games for the Morehead State teams. Two great wins. Morehead State goes on the road. First time Morehead State plays in the new F&M Arena at Austin Peay. They pick up a win there. And then the Morehead State women have a Marshall team that comes in with a young coach, first-year head coach, and they're able to stun Marshall and the Thundering Herd. So both teams coming off of good wins. And like Randy mentioned, should be two matchups. Again, that's 2-4 tomorrow at Johnson Arena. We'll step aside. What do you say, Randy? 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
We'll step aside. 2 minutes, come back. We'll tip it off. Doubleheader tonight here on WIVY. Musketeers, Vikings here on 96.3.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Morehead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Morehead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Davey Fields, Trevor Vaughn, and Jeff Atkins will be our three in the stripes today.
Jeff making his second appearance here already this season. He had the Mason County boys game.
Actually went down and chatted with Jeff before the game. Jeff, always great to chat with him. Davey Fields actually played golf at Morehead State, so were actually in a distant way teammates, if you will. And Trevor Vaughn, honestly, don't know much about him, Randy. First time we've seen him here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium.
A nice looking young man, and it's great to have new officials. We need them.
There we go. Lady Musketeers, coached by Casey Carver, 1-2 on the season. They're wearing the road green uniforms with white lettering and numerals, gold trim around the lettering and numerals, black trim on the outside of the jerseys. Brown County, home white uniforms, and they're about as traditional as they get anymore. Green lettering and numerals with that block font, black trim. Brown County coached by Matt Stokes. Lady Vikings, a 57-48 loss to Morgan County. And I talked to Coach Stokes before the game, and I said, Coach, you know, I've had a little bit going on this week, and we kind of chuckled there for a moment. And I said, give me a rundown about what happened at Morgan County. And he said, well, we didn't make anything, and we turned it over too much. Over 20-plus turnovers and shot under 30% as a team. We don't have any official statistics for that game, Randy. And I think Matt Stokes and some of the Lady Vikings may be happy we don't have official statistics from that game.
Yeah, they never did. They were supposed to get sent the video for that, and they didn't get it. And Greenup, with his two games, they haven't even posted any stats on that. So we don't have as many numbers tonight, but that's okay.
To be honest, I'm just happy to be here, Randy, sitting beside you to be broadcasting this one. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
I will not dive into the details, but those tuned in who have followed what has happened in the Stacy family this week, this is an absolute delight and a treasure to sit here and call this game tonight. And it's a doubleheader, too. We get the daily double as the boys will play after this one. And there's a lot of excitement in all facets of boys and men's basketball right now. I want to talk about that briefly before the girls get started. Round County boys, Coach Thacker, he's excited. You look at Morehead State men, they're playing well, and the UK men as well. My goodness, they played great against Miami. So.
Well, slow start today. I hope they came back and won.
Did not see a score at all, so if they lost, I apologize. It was at the Arts and Crafts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
As we are underway, Round County controls the tip. And Brindley Walker gets the tip from Beach, and Walker will cross the timeline with Ford. Wills, Utterback, Ford, Beach, and Walker, the 5-4 Round County. Schaefer, Crum, Stiff, Spencer, and McCormick. As Round County tries to work it down to Ford, it's slapped out of bounds by McCormick, and Round County windbound under their own bucket to our right. Round County moving from left to right and inbounding under the bucket to our right, and the music, for some reason, never shut off. And Doug Binion, who always runs the music, is looking at the sound system. Somebody's been messing with his equipment. They get that turned off. Quick inbound to Beach, and jumper with a foot on the three-point line. No good. And the first shot attempt goes off, and Greenup County with the rebound. Spencer, she'll get it across the timeline. Left wing, Crum, takes it to the free throw line. Passes it right wing to Stiff. Has to track it down in the corner if it hits off her hand. Now to Spencer out top. Spencer takes the screen. McCormick passes right wing to Crum. Man-to-man defense from Round County. Crum gets a step on Ford. Lay-in is there, and the first bucket of this game goes to Greenup County. Dartha Crum, 5'8 sophomore, puts the Lady Musketeers in front. Right wing, Kelby Ford. Left of the circle to Will. Shovels it back to Walker. A zone defense here from Greenup County as they work it. Brown County to Will's right elbow. Down low to Ford, and Ford beats the defense, and she's going to go to the line with a chance at three as the foul will go on Schaefer, and Schaefer just got beat, and she picks up the foul. And Ford will go shoot one, line right. Kelby Ford, younger sister of Haven Ford, off to a delightful start in her career at Murray State. 3-2 early, Round County leading after Ford completes the three-point play. Zone full court pressure from Round County. They'll fall back into a man-to-man as Greenup County does break the pressure. Spencer right wing to out top Schaefer. Far corner Stiff in between the circles to Spencer. And Round County falls back in that man-to-man defense. Crum top of the key, shovels it off Schaefer. Schaefer spins on the elbow to against Ford. Has to shovel it back to Crum. And now Spencer will come and get it. Minute 40 into this first quarter. Right wing with it is Crum. Almost walks with it. Spins inside the three-point line. And blocked by Utterback. Has to shovel it back behind the arc. Schaefer. Long possession here. Spencer now in between the rings. Right wing pass to Schaefer through her hands. Utterback up to Beach. Beach thought about the three-pointer in transition. Gives off to Wills. Lay-in. No good. Rebound Beach. Put back up. No. Gets her own rebound. Second shot. No good. And this time the rebound comes down to the Lady Musketeers and Schaefer. Too close opportunities for Beach. Won't fall. Man-to-man defense is Round County as Spencer's met at the timeline by Walker. Left of the circle to Schaefer. Schaefer shuffles it right wing. Spencer takes it into the paint. Runner from 12. Spins out, no good. Rebound. Greenup County stiff. Stiff goes baseline. Shot is going to be no good on the left baseline from 5 feet, but she's fouled by Walker. That'll be Walker's first. Team's first and a couple free throws upcoming.
Neither team in the two games that Greenup has played has broken 40 points. So they must be playing slow.
First free throw good, and Greenup County has not broken 40 points either. That's Bella Stiff.
Yeah, neither team has.
Yeah. The 5'5 junior misses the second. Rebound Beach. We're knotted up at three apiece. As Utterback pass up the court, slapped out of bounds by Spencer. Right in front of the Greenup County bench, Utterback will inbound. Utterback coming off of an ACL injury last year. I believe that was in Grayson, right, Randy?
It was. Yeah,
early in the season.
A non-contact injury, and those can be the worst.
And that was early in the year, and Utterback wearing a brace on that left leg.
Didn't wear it in volleyball.
Quite the volleyball player from what I've heard. Did not watch any Round County volleyball games this year, but from parents of other players, I've heard... Quite the athlete. Work it into Utterback. Near corner, three. No good. Long rebound, Beach at the elbow. Rips it away from one of the Lady Musketeers off to Wills, left baseline, and she's wide open. Lay in there for Diamond. Wills give the assist to Beach. Full court pressure from Round County as Greenup County stiff. Gets it at the timeline to Schaefer. Now off to Spencer, back to Spencer. Make that rather Schaefer left of the circle. A full-court zone into a half-court man is what Round County's doing. Schaefer in between the circles, right wing stiff. Shot fake. Penetrates on four. Throws it away. Ball's on the deck. Two players diving for it. Somehow, Schaefer gets it away and, well, that's actually Crum gets it away to Schaefer, who fires up a three. No, and a jump ball will be called on the rebound. And somehow, Crum got that pass over to Schaefer in what looked like an easy jump ball situation, but... It'll be Greenup County basketball under their own bucket. McCormick triggers into Spencer in the far corner. She'll take it out onto the wing. Being guarded by Walker. Picks up her dribble. Passes it across the paint to Stiff. Left wing. Schaefer. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Katie Schaefer puts Greenup County in front 6-5. 4:15 left first quarter. Utterback in the corner to Ford. Three-pointer, no. Defensive rebound. McCormick left baseline for Greenup County. And they'll get it up to Spencer, who will slow it down as she crosses the Viking logo here at Claudia Hicks Court in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy. EKC Tournament. First-round matchup. Girl-boy doubleheader. Right-wing Schaefer. Schaefer picks up her dribble. Being hounded by Beach. Gets it off to Spencer. Spencer forces up a three. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to McCormick. Shovels it off to Stiff. Lay-in wide open. No. Rebound Utterback. Round County lucky there. Utterback long pass Wills. One dribble. Left hand lay-in. Count it. She's fouled. What an outlet pass by Utterback. And Wills will go to the line with a chance to give her 5 points on the game. Foul will go on Schaefer. That's two on her. The only two for Greenup County. And Lauren Easton will check in. The 5'7 sophomore and Beach will catch a breather. Wills. Free throw up and good. I mentioned I was at the Arts and Crafts Festival earlier. I actually saw Lauren Easton in her softball uniform. She had been to the MSU softball clinic earlier today. So this is not her first sport today. And we're going to have a foul on the inbounds as Wills colliding with Stiff. And Wills is going to get tacked for the foul. Somebody had to get tacked with the foul. Wills, the guilty party. Her first team, second. Two fouls each way. Zone full court pressure. Greenup County throws it away. Ford gets the steal. Ford is going to travel with it as she was trying to pass it off to Walker, but one of the Lady Musketeers jumped in the passing lane and Ford didn't know what to do with it. We're going to have a timeout, Greenup County. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Round County 8, Greenup County 6. 3:20 left in the first quarter.
You really don't want to look. You really don't want to look for the Kentucky score.
I just saw it. UNC Wilmington 78, Kentucky 71. So of course Kentucky gets a great win over a University of Miami squad, and then lays a goose egg on a Saturday afternoon. How about Alabama though? Early second half, Alabama leading Georgia 17-7. Last night was a great farewell game to the Pac-12. Washington 34 over Oregon 31. Nothing more Pac-12 than Mike Leach. Some of the clips I saw last night of him being shared were just all-timers. Mm-hmm. Brown County full court pressures. Greenup County inbounding, go length of the court. They inbound to Spencer. Spencer shovels it off to Crum, who crosses the timeline. Back to Spencer. She's doubled. It dribbled off her foot. Walker's going to get it. Walker in the corner. Pass is going to be stolen by Spencer. Great job hustling back for Spencer for the Lady Musketeers. Up to Stiff. Stiff, Euro step move, just throws it up. Wild shot, nowhere close. Wills with an easy rebound. Wills across the timeline. Cuts it back to the middle of the court. Shovels it off Utterback right wing. Wide open three, no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Stith for Greenup County. And Spencer will slow it down as she crosses the timeline. Branham, Addison Branham, a freshman, has checked in for Greenup County. As McCormick out top with it. McCormick shovels off Stith. Stith's pass is going to be tipped. Stolen away by Ford, and Ford has a breakaway. Ford is going to have it blocked from behind. What a nice chase down block by McCormick. It'll go out of bounds and stay with Round County. And I want to correct myself. That was Spencer, actually, with the chase down block, as Ford on the breakaway gets blocked from behind, and Beach will come in and check in for Ford. 2:23 first quarter, Round leading by two. Cutter back inbounding to her right under their own bucket for Round County. Inbound Eastham. Free throw line jumper, no. Rebound will come down off the hand of Beach out of play, and it'll go to Greenup County.
Melena Ham down there.
Melena
with
Ham.
With her cast.
Melena Ham took a pitch, a softball pitch to the left hand today. And early reports I saw on Facebook from her father that there was a fracture and that a pin may be a possibility. As Utterback gets a steal on the inbounds. Utterback with a baseline left, up with the left hand, and it won't fall. Gets her own rebound and is fouled on the rebound. What hustle from Destiny Utterback. Foul's going to go on Greenup County. That's McCormick picking up her first, team's third, and Utterback windbound again. I think we're going to have a good crowd tonight, Randy.
I think we are, too.
A girl-boy doubleheader, hometown holidays. You can make it a daily double. You can go to hometown holidays. You know, it started, I believe, at 5, so plenty of time to come out to Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium as Utterback gets it in free throw line to Walker. Left wing Utterback, 2 minutes first quarter. Skip pass, Wills. Long two-point jumper, barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Spencer. Spencer will outlet up the court to Langley, and Langley throws it away. Wills intercepts it. Wills takes it under the bucket, lay-in no. Walker follows up with the rebound, her lay-in no. And Eastham will clean it up and lay it up. And that's going to force a timeout from Greenup County as Eastham gets her first bucket and Round County's largest lead of the ball game here on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings.
to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
1:42 left first quarter, Round County. A third opportunity on the possession on a second consecutive offensive rebound. Lauren Eastham able to lay it in, forces the timeout by Casey Carver, and 10-6 the score, Round County leading, and they're applying that 2-1-2 full court zone pressure. As Green of County will trigger it in, Spencer gets it in. Back to Langley, the inbounder, and Langley throws it away, slapped out of bounds by Ford. It'll stay with Green of County.
See Cassie Perkins in for the first time.
Perkins, 5'7", sophomore. Say her name all the time on the softball field. We'll say it quite a bit this year on the hardwood. Across the timeline, Spencer with it for the Lady Musketeers. In between the circles to Langley. Langley trying to get it left baseline, Crum, and it's just thrown away. Just a bad pass trying to force the issue.
Everybody out there now except Beach does play softball.
Walker across the timeline. Right wing forward. They work it to Beach. Nice ball movement. Perkins near corner three. No good. Offensive rebound Eastham to Walker. Walker will penetrate. Loses it and is going to be called for a travel. Yeah. I actually saw today Caitlin Muncy, new softball coach for Round County, and I said, Coach, it's going to be a fun year. You're going to have a lot of talent. And the smile on her face when I said that was massive. As softball team going to have a lot to play for this coming year as Green of County with it across the timeline. Left wing with it, Langley. She'll shovel it off Spencer. And Jeff Atkins is going to call a foul. It's going to be called on Kelby Ford. It's going to be her first, team's third. Two free throws upcoming for Spencer. But back to my point, the smile on her face was huge, and we had a chance to chat there for a minute about not only is there a lot of talent on the team for softball, it's young talent as well.
You got to remember that Brantley Walker, just a freshman, she started out last season timid. By the time the season was over, though, she was hard-nosed out there on the basketball floor.
First free throw good for Spencer. Second, no good. 10-7 her score. Ford takes it all the way under the bucket. Gets it to Beach, top of the key. Beach takes it to the elbow. Shovels to Eastham, right baseline. 40 seconds to Beach. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Good from five. Pretty play there from Beach. Nice body control. And largest lead of the game. Middle of the court, Crum with it for Green of County. It's a double team. Crum passes it back across the court to Spencer. Across the timeline to Langley. Baseline right, Branham. Crum, left wing, long two-point jumper, no. Rebound, Beach, 18 seconds. Ford, long pass up to Eastham. Eastham shovels it back to Perkins. She lets it go to Walker. Three-pointer right wing, no. 10 seconds. Rebound comes down to Langley for Green of County. She'll hand it off to Spencer. 4 seconds. Three as she crosses the timeline. Spencer, one shot off the side of the backboard as she just heaves it up, no good, and we're through 8 minutes. Wasn't the prettiest by any means, but Round County leads by 5. 12-7 here on 96.3.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Minutes in the books, 12-7. Round County leading Green of County. First of a year, girl-boy doubleheader here on WIVY. Utterback, Ford, Beach, Perkins, and Easton, the 5-in for Round County. As Utterback passes to Ford. Ford almost loses it. Gets a step on her defender. Flicks it left wing under back. She'll let the three fly, and that misses everything. And we'll go out of play. Spencer, Schaefer, Crum, McCormick, and Stith, the five in for Greenup County. That's their original starters to start this second quarter as Spencer will cross the timeline. Back middle of the court, Crum. Right wing, Stith. She'll force up the three over Beach. No good. Offensive rebound, Crum. Crum somehow keeps possession and throws it away. Almost went out of bounds and throws it away, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Matt Stokes, and he is not happy. That is a timeout where Matt Stokes had a point that he proved at the quarter, Randy, and they did not execute or did not follow through on that point at the quarter break because he called a timeout 31 seconds into the quarter, and you could have heard him yell in Johnson Arena on campus. And that's exactly what happened.
And he took away a layup.
Exactly. That's how I can tell you he had a point at the quarter break, and the team did not follow through with what he told them to do, and it was very obvious. And, yeah. 31 seconds in, 12-7. Second quarter, Round County leading in their ball.
He tries to do that again, Raven will probably grab him down here.
Sadly, you're not lying. That's probably what will happen.
Exactly. That is a bad, bad, bad timeout.
Perkins, right wing with it, gets the feed from Ford out top, Easton. Zone defense from Greenup County still. They work it in the corner to Beach. Beach shot blocked from behind by Schaefer. Pretty play there, as Beach didn't see her coming from behind. Spencer across the midcourt circle. Left wing Crum back to Spencer. They go right wing this time. Schaefer, and she knocks down the three. She gets the block, and then she gets the three, and she's got two threes this game. And it's 12-10. Round County still leading by just two now. A score that would raise some eyebrows in this 16th region. Right wing Perkins. A 1-2-2 zone for Greenup County. Beach right corner. Down low to cutting Perkins. And Perkins, nice use of the glass to lay it up and in. Perkins, first field goal. As Greenup County will slow it down like Randy mentioned earlier. Spencer gets it left corner. Crum, Round County, trying to double everything. As they double Spencer, she gets a pass off to Stith, right wing Schaefer. Schaefer is going to take it into the painted area. Left wing Spencer, she heaves up the three. No good. Rebound, an awkward rebound that hits off the arm of Easton down to Schaefer. She tries to go back up with it, but travels. In for the first time for Round County will be Aubrey Eisen, 5'5", correction, make that a 5'10 junior, and Diamond Wills will come back in. 14-10, Round County leading, 2 minutes in, second quarter.
Yeah. Don't go by Charlie Charles's heights.
Eisen cutting, getting the feed from Beach. It's going to go out of bounds, last off of Greenup County. It'll stay with Round County, deflected off of McCormick's hand. Utterback windbound under Round County's own bucket to our right. Utterback looking. Hits up out top to Beach. It's off her hand. Eisen there to get it, though. To Utterback, who comes and grabs it. Utterback to Eisen. Left wing, three. No good. Rebound will come down to Schaefer. Schaefer up to Spencer. As Spencer across the timeline, Crum, and back to Katie Schaefer. Katie, a senior for this Lady Musketeer team. Trying to get it left wing, has it slapped out of bounds by Beach. And we're trying to get it to Crum. Spencer gets the inbounds pass by Schaefer. 4-point lead for Round County. Lady Musketeers with it. Schaefer back with it out top. Off to Spencer. Spencer brings it to the left wing. Backdoor feed to Stith. Shot blocked away by Eisen. Out of bounds, and it'll go to Round County. Aubrey Eisen doing a nice job not biting on the shot fake. And she'll get credited with the block as Walker will come in for four.
This is one of those nights where you want to go ahead and try to block shots because they're not giving anybody a break on that. The shooter, rather. Everything's been a block so far.
Walker crosses the midcourt circle left to Wills all the way in the corner to Utterback. To Walker, who's drifted down on the wing. To Wills. She'll fire the three in the corner and knock it down. Nice screen set there from Utterback that Wills' defender got caught on, and Wills wide open. She's got eight. Left wing Spencer feeds it to a cutting McCormick back behind the arc stiff, and she has her pocket picked by Wills. Wills is going to be fouled by Spencer, and Spencer will pick up her first. That's a foul to stop the breakaway team's fourth. 4:35. Hey, excuse me, I forgot the new rule, Randy. You want to explain that for everybody?
Yeah, there are 15 fouls in each quarter before you go to the 1-1, so they reset after every quarter.
And I love that. Awesome. Love to see that. Wills, top of the key, left wing utterback. She'll fire up a three and knock it down. That over top of Steele. And Utterback has her first field goal in Round County. Has Greenham County doubled up right now, 20-10. Schaefer on the right wing. Takes it and gives it to Stiff. Stiff dribbles it off of her foot. But they're going to say Wills actually got a fingertip on it.
Nice little back kick by Wills. As the ball went out of bounds, she just did the soccer back kick to get it back in.
Wills from Bath County originally, her second season here at Round County. Safe to say she's adjusted well here as a Lady Viking. That may be an understatement. In the far corner, Schaefer back out on the wing, stiff for the Lady Musketeers. Past the midway point, second quarter, Round County leading by 10. Schaefer back right wing, being guarded closely by Furnish, who just checked in. We'll shovel it off to Spencer. Spencer back out top, Schaefer. Shot over top of Furnish, good. Schaefer has 9, 3 3-pointers. And Walker walks with it as she crosses the timeline.
She's playing nervous. I mean, just really shaky. That's not like her.
20-13, Round County leading, 3:29, second quarter. Round County boys will play after this one. Top of the key, they try to feed it to Schaefer. Ball's tipped away, it's on the floor. Schaefer rips it away from Eisen. They get it up to Stith. She throws it up in the air. I guess trying to draw a foul, and Round County's going to come away with it. Wills across the timeline. Wills pass to Furnish in the paint. Shovels it in the corner. That's going to be in the hands of Thompson, and Thompson trying to save it in as a bad pass from Furnish. Throws it right to the Lady Musketeers and Schaefer, and Schaefer will slow it down across the timeline under 3 minutes, second quarter. Left wing Crum. She'll take it to the free throw line. Nice use of the glass and good. Dartha Crum with 4. That one high off the glass, and the bank is open late on a Saturday. 5-0 run for Greenup County. Walker, top of the key to Utterback. Goes baseline. Runner up, no good. Maybe partially blocked by Schaefer. Greenup County's Spencer comes away with it to Schaefer. She holds on to it left side. Back right side, Spencer. Spencer takes it to the left wing and gives it off to Crum. Crum comes around the top of the key. Gives it off to Stiff. Man-to-man defense from Round County. Spencer now in between the circles. She'll take a screen to the right side. Backdoor feed. Crum lands there. And it's a 3-point ball game. Crum with 6. Under 2 minutes. Walker, left wing Utterback. Out top Wills. Wills will penetrate into a double team. We'll pass it back to Thompson. Now in between the circles, Walker. 1-2-2 zone defense from Greenup County. We've seen it all game. Thompson, near corner, Wills. 3-pointer spins out. Rebound will come down to Greenup County. And that's Steele, and she's fouled by Furnish. Josie Furnish, just an 8th grader, will pick up her first. Team's first. Beach will come in. Furnish will come out. And Ford will come back in. Utterback will come out. And Greenup County, with 90 seconds left, will walk it up and cross the timeline. Spencer takes a screen from McCormick. They pass to McCormick. Near corner, Crum. Three-pointer barely draws iron. Rebound in the lap of Stiff. She has it poked away into the lap of a teammate, McCormick, and it should be a jump ball. They are letting him. They're right for it.
They're letting them play, and Round County loses every 50-50 chance right now.
Possession arrow favor Greenup County.
Yeah, Round got it. Start the quarter.
Easton will come in and replace Thompson. 20-17. Round County leading with 1:15 second quarter. Bounce pass goes in to Green of County's Branham. Branham, turnaround jumper from 8, no good. Rebound is going to be chased down in the corner by Crum for Green of County. Off to Stiff. She'll take it to the free throw line. Behind the arc, Spencer, long 3, no good. Somehow gets her own rebound. Takes it, floater high off the glass from 5, no good. Another offensive rebound for Green of County. This down to McCormick. 50 seconds left. Brown County leading by 3 as McCormick feeds it to Stiff, but Stiff can't hold on to it. And it'll be a turnover, Green of County to Round County. It'll go.
Brown County doing not a very good job of blocking out, and I'm sure that's one of the things that they'll hear from the coach at halftime in the locker room.
Brindley Walker will cross the Viking logo here at Claudia Hicks Court in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. 38 seconds away from halftime. Ford to Beach in the corner. Back to Walker. Walker, near corner Ford. Three-pointer, no. Rebound, Beach, opposite of the where Ford shot it. She passes it back across the court to Ford. And back on the left wing to Wills, as Wills will slow down with it to Ford. To Beach at the free throw line. Takes it. Runner from 8. Off the glass and good for Beach. Olivia Beach with 4. And we are going to have a child throw a toy out onto the field, or to the court, excuse me. And so play will have to be resumed. Green of County. Passes it across the timeline. Stiff, 6 seconds. Stiff back to Spencer, 3 seconds. Spencer to McCormick, to Stiff. Shot blocked by Walker at the buzzer, and we head to the half. And it was not a pretty one for either squad. Through 16 minutes and one half of play, the Lady Vikings of Round County 22, Lady Musketeers of Green of County 17. We'll send it back to Owen at the station for a chance to thank some of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Come back and give you some halftime stats. And second half from here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Halftime score, Round County 22, Green of County 17.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Mrs. Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for the holidays? Think Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, there at halftime, where Round County leads it 22-17, led by as many as 10. There were two ties in that half and three lead changes. Scoring for Greenup County, and 9 points for Katie Schaefer on 3 three-pointers. 6 points for Daria Crum. 1 point each for Kennedy Spencer and Bella Stith. 6 field goals, 3 of them 3-pointers, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 17 points for Greenup County. For Round County, 8 points for Diamond Wheels, 3 field goals, 1 of 3-pointer, 1 of 3, 1 of 1 rather, from the free throw line. 3 points for Destiny Utterback on a 3-pointer, 3 points for Kelby Ford, a field goal, and 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 4 points for Olivia Beach on 2 field goals, 2 points for Cassie Perkins, and 2 points for Lauren Easton. 9 field goals for Round County, 2 of them 3-pointers, 2 from the free throw line, and 22 points. Again, Round County up 22-17 at the half. And the boys' game will be coming up 20 minutes to half an hour after this one here in the EKC tournament from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Line-X of Moorhead is your source for Line-X protective coatings and now your source for ValueGuard undercoating. ValueGuard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply ValueGuard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. The value pack of USDA bone-in split chicken breast is specially priced for only $1.29 a pound. Red Ripe on the Vine tomatoes are just $1.99 a pound. And 2 Pillsbury Crescent or cinnamon rolls are only $6. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead.
IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Greenup County, 6 of 21 from the field for 28.6%.
3 of 8 from behind the arc, 37.5%, and 2 of 4, 50% from the free throw line. Round County, 9 of 29 from the field, a little bit better, 31%, 2 of 13 from 3-point range, 15.4%, and Round County did not, well, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And for the rebounds, the Lady Musketeers 23 to 14 for Round County, leading the way with 6 rebounds was Spencer for Greenup County. 14 rebounds again for Round County, and Olivia Beach has 7 of those. 4 fouls on each team. 5 assists for Greenup County, 3 of those for Spencer. 8 assists for Round County, 3 of those for Beach. 12 turnovers on the Lady Musketeers, 5 on the Lady Vikings. 2 block shots for Greenup, 1 for Round County. 2 steals for the Musketeers, both of those credited to Spencer. And 8 steals for Round County, 3 of those for Kelby Ford. Points off turnovers, 3 for Greenup County, 10 for Round County. Second chance points, 2 for Greenup County, 6 for Round County. And 4 points off the bench for Round County, the only points the substitutes scored during that half. Again, we are in the girls' EKC tournament, the boys' EKC tournament also going on tonight. The upper bracket in both girls and boys play. Bath County is hosting East Carter. Fairview is hosting Lewis County. It's the upper bracket, as we said. Greenup County is at Round County in the lower bracket, and West Carter is hosting Russell County in the lower bracket action. Again, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the Morehead State women will take on East Tennessee State across town in Johnson Arena. That'll be followed by a men's game as the Eagles will take on the Moccasins of Chattanooga. And, again, those games will be heard right here on WIVY and WIVYradio.com. And so certainly like to join those on either on WIVY or in person or on ESPN Plus. Both teams back out on the floor. We're just about 20 seconds or so from maybe getting this second half started. Round County ran out to a 10-point lead, made some changes in the lineup, allowed the Lady Musketeers to come back, and then stretched it out here to 22-17 at the half.
Paige Hurst stopped me and corrected me on something. She watches the Morehead State women's game that I broadcast from time to time. There are no flagrant fouls in women's college basketball. They're only intentionals, she was explaining to me. So something I didn't know. So that's the reason for my delay getting back up here.
Well, the officials have come over to me as the official scorer and have never said flagrant. They have said intentional.
Learn something new every day. Brown County moving from right to left as Greenup County opens up in that 1-2-2 half-court zone. Ford, Walker, Wills, Beach, and Underback as they force it in the paint to Wills, and she loses it. Tipped away and stolen by Crum. Schaefer across the timeline. Gets it in the far corner, stiff, shot fake. Stops, pops from 10 as she gets past Ford and airballs, misses everything. Ford will clean up the rebound after it hits off of a Lady Musketeer hand, and she throws it away off the hands of Wills up the court.
Round County, 2 plays in this half. Both of them, they decided what they were going to do before it opened up and developed and threw the ball away both times.
Greenup County has Schaefer, Crum, Stiss, Spencer, and McCormick. As the Musketeers are going to be tied up. Active hands by Beach, forcing the tie-up across the timeline. It'll stay with Greenup County. Stiff gets the inbounds pass to our right, takes it out top, and gives it left side to Spencer. Round County falling into a half-court man-to-man. Left wing, Stiff with it, picks up her dribble and is doubled. Passes it off to Crum, back to Stiff, around the horn, Schaefer. Shot fake, takes it to the elbow, just heaves it up, but it's going to be draped across the arm by Walker. And Walker will pick up the foul. And at the line, will go Schaefer to shoot a pair. First one on the way and good. Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, 22-18, Round County leading by 4, and it will remain there as the second free throw, no good. Rebound, Utterback. Utterback keeps it herself, crosses the timeline in between the rings to Walker. Left wing, 4. Ford to Walker, right wing under back, back to Walker. To Ford, left wing in the paint. Will splits a defender. Loses possession, though, and wisely throws it off of a Lady Musketeer as she loses possession and is falling out of bounds, and it'll stay with Round County, and Utterback will trigger to our left. Utterback, out top, Wills. Wills thought about the shot. We'll go back left to Utterback on the wing to Ford. To Walker, right side. 2-3 zone now from Greenup County as they'll go left of the circle. Utterback, she'll penetrate and foul on the runner. And a couple free throws upcoming for Destiny Utterback. Trevor Vaughn will signal a 2 and a 5. That's going to give it on McCormick, her second. Davey Fields and Jeff Atkins are other officials. Utterback's first free throw attempt of the game is good.
Well, obviously, since Paige Hurst is in the house, she's going to be one of the officials for the boys' game.
Yep. That would be a wise statement. Second free throw, no good. Defensive rebound, Greenup County. Up the timeline to Spencer, and Ford slaps it out of play as Greenup County trying to force the issue up that far sideline. 90 seconds in third quarter, Round County leading by 5. In the backcourt, pass to Spencer. She tries to throw it all the way up the court and on the left low block to McCormick, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds by Beach, as forcing the issue, and Beach almost intercepted it. Couldn't control it before it went out of play. McCormick windbound now under their own bucket for Greenup County. Around the horn, left wing Spencer, 3 no good, rebound Beach, and we're going to have a tie up, Beach tying up with McCormick. And possession error will give it to the ladies in white, and that's Round County. What a nice job by Olivia Beach there, keeping her hand straight up. She did not go over the back of the Lady Musketeer, who actually had good position. Beach has really improved over the offseason.
She signed with North Central University of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Beautiful area. Has Ford left elbow, gets it to Beach. Runner from 5 is good. Round County, that zone defense is going to force the turnover as Wills, with the help of Ford, gets the steal. Utterback right wing. Now to Ford in between the circles. Left wing Walker. Looking at that 2-3 zone defense. Round County's Ford. Left elbow jumper. Hits inside rim, won't fall. Defensive rebound, Schaefer. Great look for Ford. How much more you can ask for? Just popped its head back out. After going halfway home, Beach slaps it out of bounds on that far sideline again.
Let me correct myself. North Central lists St. Paul as their of the town.
They're twin cities. You can get away with that. We'll let it slide. You ever been there?
I have. I've been to the Mall of America.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that when I was younger. Inbound pass goes to Spencer. She throws it away. Intercepted by Wills. On the break to Beach, and she's walloped from behind on the lane, and she'll go to the line and shoot 2. And that's a little bit of frustration coming out on that foul there by Spencer. As Spencer will pick up her second, team second of the quarter, and Beach will go to the line and shoot 2. I was not in this world yet when you went to Mall of America, correct?
Probably.
Beach's first free throw was good.
I can't remember the year. I will say this. They have a huge amusement park in the middle of it, and on one end of it is a gold plate where Metropolitan Stadium was, and on the other end, on the wall, go ahead.
No, go ahead. As the second free throw, no good by Beach. Greenup County will get it up the court. Left wing with it. Spencer, they feed it to a cutting Crumb, and she's fouled, and we'll have a couple free throws for Greenup County. So the gold plate.
On the opposite wall is a chair against the wall where Harmon Killebrew hit a home run.
Pretty cool. First free throw, or first foul, rather, will go of this quarter on Wills, and it'll be her second. And that's the first on Round County. 2 called on Greenup County. First free throw is no good for Dartha Crum. And we're going to have a substitution as Lauren Easton will check into the ball game. And Olivia Beach will step out. One more free throw upcoming, line right for Crum, 26-18, Round County leading third quarter, 5-11, free throw no good, defensive rebound, Utterback. Utterback's pushing it across the timeline, finds 4, 3, in transition, good! Kelby, 4. Give her 6 in this one. And we have a timeout taken by Greenup County before the inbounds pass, and this will be a full timeout. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Round County leading by 11. And let's see here. Now, scratch that.
She changed
her mind. She's going to keep it a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 4:59, third quarter. And for those curious, UK did go ahead and drop that game to UNC Wilmington. So that's a tough one. Tomorrow, Morehead State in action. East Tennessee State women will travel, and Morehead State will play host to them at 2 o'clock in Johnson Arena. And then the Morehead State men will play Chattanooga at 4 o'clock. And if you take a look across the way, Randy, on the second row, first seat up against the aisle, sits former MSU great China Bozeman, first year on the staff with Coach Kayla Petrie.
Wagner is Milt Wagner's son, right? Is that it?
No, Shepard. Reed Shepard.
No, I said Milt Wagner from Louisville.
Sorry.
Right? I mean, that's what I thought. He played for Kentucky. He's not on the – maybe he didn't play today.
Okay. I thought you were alluding to Jeff Shepard's son, Reed. He's a firecracker.
Yeah.
Under 5 minutes, third quarter. Greenup County out of their 30-second timeout, trailing by 11. Inbound right wing, Schaefer. Skip pass. Stiff. Being doubled. Trying to get a baseline right, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Trying to get it to McCormick, slapped out by Easton. Round County has now switched it up to a 2-3 zone on the half-court set. Greenup County inbound pass Spencer. And they'll get it out top Schaefer. 4:38, third quarter. 11 the lead for Round County as they switch it up defensively, like I mentioned. Spencer now will come and get it. Claudia Hicks Court here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Right wing Crum in the corner to Stiff. Skips it out top to Spencer. Back in the corner to Stiff. Trying to feed it off to Crum. Bounces it over to Spencer. In the corner to Schaefer. Three-pointer in the far corner. Good. Schaefer, 13 in this one. 4 three-pointers. Utterback with it on the right side. 2-3 zone defense both ways. Utterback skips it to Ford. Ford off to Walker, left wing. Walker is going to be fouled. Trying to pass it off out top to Ford, but Walker draped across the arm. That foul will go on Spencer and be her third, team's third of the quarter with 3:53 left in this third quarter. 8 the lead for Round County. Pass out top to Wills, right wing Ford.
Yeah, D.J. Wagner didn't play today. I don't know what the deal was. Or he was not on that roster.
And we're going to have Steph Scald in the paint. No, jump ball, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So jump ball before the travel. So possession arrow will give it to Greenup County as Walker getting tied up in the paint. Still 8 the lead for Round County. Full court zone defense from the Lady Vikings. Crum with it at three-quarter court. Passes across the court. Schaefer will dribble it across the timeline. Picked up by Ford and Walker. Schaefer takes it all the way baseline. Doubled still by Walker and Ford. Schaefer has it poked away right into the lap of the teammate McCormick. Left wing Spencer wide open. 3, no good. Rebound Greenup County. Ball bouncing Greenup County's way. Schaefer right wing in the corner to Crum. Airballs everything. Rebound McCormick and a jump ball, and that should give it to Round County.
Round County girls are running to get a rebound instead of blocking out and going to it. And there, as a result, Greenup County's getting a whole lot of offensive rebounds and has a big lead overall in rebounding.
Kelby Ford will walk it up the court. And give it off to Wills. Top of the key, left wing utterback. Back to Wills. Wills looking to get it in the free throw line to Ford. Does it. Wills will take it all the way baseline right to Beach. Beach to Ford. Ford, top of the key, utterback. Three-pointer, good for Destiny Utterback. That's her second. Give her 7 in Round County. Lead to 11. Crum across the timeline. Being doubled by Ford and Wills. Crum is going to have a timeout called by her head coach. That's going to be Casey Carver. And this will be a full timeout. We'll break as well. 2:40, third quarter, Round County leading by 11 here in the EKC tournament here on WIBY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Morehead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
.242, third quarter, timeout being forced to be taken by Casey Carver, head coach for the Lady Musketeers, as Walker and Ford had quite the double team in place. And right in front of their own bench, Greenup County inbounding, and the inbounds pass is off the foot of Easton, right back at the inbounder Schaefer, who has to take evasive action. Greenup County again right beside their own bench. Inbound to Crum, cutting towards the bucket. Crum, reverse lay-in, blocked by Easton. It's going to hit off of Crum's leg. It should be Round County ball. It will be. Can't ask for much better defense there.
Well, had an extra defender, the end line that they took her to.
2.5, third quarter, Round County leading by 11. 1-2-2 zone defense now from Greenup County as they switch back from that 2-3. In the corner, Easton, left of the circle, Wills behind the arc to Beach, and it's dribbled off of her foot. Off to Crum, across the timeline. Crum penetrating on Wills, shot, just a wild shot, nowhere close. Rebound, Easton. Easton is going to lose it out of play. Last off of Greenup County's McCormick, and Greenup County fans don't like it, but it's either give the ball to Round County or call a foul on McCormick.
Absolutely.
And Jeff Atkins will always... In most cases, not always, give it the possession, not the foul. Top of the key, Wills. Left wing, Easton. She'll take a couple steps inside the three-point line. Two-point jumper, no. Defensive rebound, stiff. And she'll outlet up the court to Spencer. Long pass up to Schaefer, left wing. 1:47, third quarter, 11 the lead. Schaefer passes it in the far corner, stiff. Slapped out of bounds, though, out of Stiff's hands by Utterback. Inbounding will be McCormick. Triggers into Spencer, left wing. She'll fire up a quick three and knock it down. You can't leave her open. She's got four. Right wing Utterback with it. Skip pass to Easton. Feeds it down low to Utterback, but she threw it at her ankles. Walker couldn't grab it, and Schaefer's going to come away with it. Spencer back to Schaefer, top of the key. Schaefer takes it inside the arc, shovels it back to Crum. Crum takes it to the elbow, spins back baseline right, wild shot up, no good. Nice box out and a nice rebound by Beach. She'll get it to Walker. 1 minute left, third quarter. The lead at 8 for Round County. Walker, right wing, top of the key, Beach. Now off to Utterback. Gives to Ford in the quarter. Ford, one-arm pass across the court to Walker. To Easton in the corner, back to Walker. Winds up the three, spins out, no. Utterback offensive rebound. She'll go back up strong. Blocked away by Schaefer. She'll control the board as well. To Spencer, back to Schaefer, who will cross the timeline. 34 seconds left, third quarter. 8 the lead for Round County. Greenup County grinding in this one to stay in it. Stith will come and get it out top. Backdoor feed to Crum. Lay in there. What a feed to Crum. And Dartha Crum now with 8. And just like that, it's a 6-point game. 16 seconds. Walker crosses the timeline. Walker, 12 seconds. Passes it left wing Easton. Back to Walker. To Utterback, right of the circle. 5 seconds. To Walker. Left wing, 3 with 3 seconds. No good. Rebound Easton. Put back with 1. No good. And we head to quarter number 4. With Round County leading by a score of 32-26 here on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Round County leading by six. Greenham County basketball moving from our left to right. To start this fourth quarter, Round County sends out Ford, Beach, Walker, Perkins, and Eastham. Greenham County sends out McCormick, Spencer, Crum, Schaefer, and Stith. Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, happy to have you along. Fourth quarter, we're underway. In the backcourt getting it, Spencer, and she'll cross the timeline. She'll angle left and go to Stith. Further in the corner to Schaefer, back to Stith. To Schaefer. Schaefer, shot fake. Picks up her dribble. Looking at a zone defense from Round County. A 2-3 zone defense, or a 3-2 rather, zone defense with three out top. They work it right. Greenup County does. Spencer to Crum, back to Spencer. 30 seconds in, fourth quarter. Spencer will take it baseline, right. Passes it out top in between the rings to Stith. Stith takes it left and gives off to Schaefer, who holds onto it well behind the arc. Schaefer almost loses it. Gets it left to Crum. Quickly back to Schaefer. One dribble, one arm pass across the court to Stith. Stith back to Schaefer in between the circles. Left wing Crum. She'll fire up the three. Left side, no. Long rebound will be grabbed by Ford. Ford. We'll give it up to Walker at three-quarter court. Walker will cross the timeline 1 minute into the fourth quarter. To Perkins in the paint. Beach turnaround jumper from five's good. Give the assist there to Cassie Perkins. Lead at 8-4 Round County. Crum with it. Loses it out of play. Slapped out of bounds by Perkins at midcourt. Langley will come back in and Crum will catch a breather. And Steele will come back in. McCormick catching a breather. Langley throws it away. She gets the inbounds pass, throws it right into the hands of Ford. Easy lay-in for Walker. Give the assist to Kelby Ford. Brown County applying full court pressure now. 1-2-1-1 zone full court pressure. And Ford slaps that pass out of bounds. Greenup County will inbound again to go full court. Utterback and Wills will check in. Eastham and Perkins will go to the bench. Crum will come back in for the Lady Musketeers, and Langley will head back to the bench. 10 the lead for Round County, 6:24, fourth quarter. This time, Will slaps it out of bounds on the inbounds. Schaefer will inbound. Looking, and she just has to heave it in. Teammate, though, able to fall right into her lap. Steele, but then she has her pocket picked by Ford, and Steele never saw Ford coming. And Ford gets the easy lay-in. Full court pressure still being applied by Round County. Doubled at the opposite free throw line of Schaefer. She heaves it up the court to Crum. Crum's doubled short of the midcourt line, and we're going to have a jump ball. And Wills getting a little chippy with Crum as the jump ball will give the possession to Round County. 12 the lead for Round County, 6:04. 6-0 run to start this quarter for the Lady Vikings. Walker gets the inbounds pass from Wills. Back to Wills on the left wing. Out top, Utterback. Utterback looks right. Back left to Wills to Ford. Ford loses it in the paint. Taken away by Crum. Quickly up to Spencer at the timeline. Spencer, she'll take it with the left hand in the lay-ins there. Spencer with six. Lead at 10 for Round County as Walker under six will cross the timeline and feed it to Ford at the free throw line. Ford gets it right wing, Utterback. Left wing to Walker in the corner, Will. Shot fake, goes baseline. Runner up, no, and an offensive foul's called as Wills is going to be called for the foul. Stepping in and taking the charge is McCormick, and that is going to be Wills' third foul, and Wills is slow to get up. As the training staff out looking and tending to Diamond Wills with 5:28 left in the fourth quarter. Round County leading 38-28. Again, the Round County boys will play after this one. They will play Greenup County as well, also part of the EKC tournament. As Mandy, the trainer, tending to the right leg of Diamond Wills. And trying to stretch out that left leg. And it was an offensive foul, so it will be Greenup County basketball. And Diamond Wills gets a nice ovation from those here in attendance at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Brown County will still apply full court pressure. It's a 1-2-1-1 zone full court defense. As the inbounds pass goes into Spencer, quickly back to Schaefer, and she's fouled by Eastham. It'll be Eastham's first, team second of this quarter. Morehead State in action tomorrow at 2 and 4 o'clock here on WIVY. I saw where Jason's broadcasting the play, or doing play-by-play for the men's game. I guess Chuck on the road?
I think he just wanted to be somewhere. Yeah.
38-28, Round County leading, 5:24th quarter. Schaefer at three-quarter court, doubled by Walker. Just heaves it across the timeline. Stiff able to get there. Quickly up to Crum. Crum shot swatted away by Eastham. Wow, what an athletic play by Lauren. Lauren only has 2 points, but she's had a lot of activity in this one. Greenup County inbounding under their own bucket, and no one's moving. And finally, the inbounder, Schaefer, heaves it into Spencer. Spencer, right wing, Schaefer. She'll fire up a three. Off front iron, no. Rebound, Eastham. Up to Walker. Walker up to Ford. Ford right-handed. Lay-in is there. Kelby Ford. Now in double figures with 10. And Round County's going to force another turnover on the inbounds. Utterback down low to Eastham, and Eastham lays it up and in. I can't even keep up. As Utterback got the steal, ripping it away from Spencer. As this time Spencer will get it to Schaefer in a huge collision. Crum and Kelby Ford collide like a receiver and a defensive back in the open field, and Ford will pick up the foul.
Round finally got the lead above 12. I didn't...
14 the lead, 42-28, 4:38 fourth quarter. Lady Musketeer, Spencer at the timeline, goes to Schaefer. Back to Spencer, and Ford will pick up another foul. Ford just jumping the passing lane and making contact with Spencer before the ball got there. So at midcourt line with 4:31 here in the fourth quarter and four team fouls on Round County now. Greenup County inbounds. Right wing Stiff. Looking at the 3-2 zone defense. Stiff puts a dribble to the deck. Gets by Beach. Flips it left baseline. Spencer. Jumper from 10. No good. Rebound Beach. Outlet to Utterback. Utterback. Long pass to Eastham. Baseline right. Eastham has to track it down in the corner. Down low to Beach. Beach. Turnaround. Jumper off the glass. Spins out. Went halfway home and didn't fall. Defensive rebound. Greenup County. Nice post move from Beach, just wouldn't fall. Under four, fourth quarter. Left wing Stith with it. Stith trying to roll it out top to Crum. It's tipped and stolen by Walker. To Beach, right wing. Feeds it in the paint, Easton. It's tipped away back to Beach. Now back to Easton. Easton trying to cross it across the court to Wills, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Greenup County. And holy cow, it's just some helter-skelter basketball right now.
Greenup County makes three bad passes and still gets to keep the ball. Ooh.
.338 fourth quarter, utter back inbound left wing Beach. Down low to Easton, and that's forcing the issue, and that's going to force a jump ball. And you like the idea from Beach, but halftime just a little too aggressive, and Matt Stokes is going to take a timeout. And this is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. And, you know, Randy, one thing I don't do and people have always mentioned is, you know, hey, it's my birthday. Give me a shout-out. I am going to do a birthday shout-out today. And it is for Mrs. Stokes. Coach Stokes' wife had a birthday yesterday.
I'm not going to say how old she is.
I don't even know. I don't know. So
well, it's a milestone. And somebody named Matt Stokes put it in the.
Oh, okay. Wow. I do want to say happy birthday to Micah. I saw that one. And also, Tad Johnson, who used to work with boys basketball here at Round County, now works with men's basketball at Morehead State, been actually texting me about the UK game. He had a birthday not too long ago as well, so happy birthday to him as well. 42-28, 3:34, fourth quarter. Round County looks like they're going to coast into the second round of the EKC tournament, barring something crazy happening here in the fourth quarter as they still apply full court pressure. They double Spencer on the inbound. Spencer trying to throw it off of the foot of Walker, and she misses, hits the baseline, and it's Round County basketball. Utterback windbound to her left under her own bucket. Utterback out top, Wills. Wills, left wing Walker, splits two defenders, left-handed runners off the glass and good. Brindley Walker with 4 points in this one, all in the fourth quarter. Largest lead of the ball game at 16, and Round County's Easton gets the steal, tips it up to Wills, and Wills will lay it up and in. Wills now in double figures with 10. At the opposite free throw line, Crum. Crum will cross the timeline and be fouled from behind by Wills. And we're going to have some free throws as Wills will be her fourth, team's fifth, and that will mean free throws with the new rules this year. Randy, you were pointing at something there.
I'm pointing at something that a trail official called it when the other guy was right on the play.
Free throw, no good. After all this game and the officiating, how good it's been, you're gonna say one thing. Ah, come on. Crum misses the first. She'll shoot one more. 46-28. As the second free throw is good. 3:05 fourth quarter. Brindley Walker will cross the timeline and go right to Walker. Or make it rather Will. Skip pass. Utterback right in front of the Round County bench. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Kelby Ford. She's doubled. Ford off to make that Beach in the paint. And just a little runner from five sneaks over the front of the rim. Beach in this one now with 11. Still full court pressure. Spencer throws it away. Ford gets the steal at the free throw line. Jumper from 10, good.
This Greenup team played last night, and I think they're losing their legs here late in this one.
Lead at 21. Spencer with it at three-quarter court. Crosses the timeline. Feeds it right low block. That's off to Branham. Out behind the arc to Stith, and Stith will knock down the three. And Stith, that's her first field goal. She's got four. Had a free throw to that three-pointer. 50-32. Ford at the elbow. Behind the arc, Wills. Wills to the right elbow. Behind the arc, Walker. Wide open three. Hits inside rim, no. Rebound, Utterback. Shovels it back to Walker to Wills. And Coach Stokes is going to clear the bench as five substitutions will walk to the scores table with 1:55 fourth quarter. Walker in between the rings. Bounces it to Ford. Stops, pops just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Schaefer, and a foul. Foul will go on Beach. That'll be her first, and we'll have free throws at the other end. And it will be Schaefer who will go to the free throw line 1 of 2 tonight. And a host of substitutions. Looks like 7, maybe 8 coming in after this first free throw attempt. First one no good from Schaefer. For Round County, Thompson, Eisen, Abbott, Burnett, and Furnish. Hall and Branham in for Greenup County as the second free throw good from Schaefer. Round County is going to move on in this EKC tournament. Greenup County will have a consolation game as Abbott for Round County takes it all the way to the right low block. Shot partially blocked. Coming away with it is Hall. Hall from coast to coast loses it out of bounds. Who's it last off of? Last off of Round County. It'll stay with Greenup County with 91 seconds left in this one. Bays inbounding has it slapped right out of bounds by Burnett.
Round will play in the second game on Monday night. Should be around 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Greenup County wild shot from Spencer, no good, but she was draped across the arm. She'll go shoot some free throws. Round County foul went on Abbott, the 5'9 eighth grader. The first free throw, no good by Spencer. Schaefer's been impressive, Randy. 14 points for her. She leads Greenup County. 4 3-pointers. Second free throw, no good by Spencer. Rebound will come down to Round County. And Eisen, who is doubled and loses it, balls on the deck. Eisen stays with it and gets it off to Furnish, who's fouled. That foul's going to be on Spencer. That's her fourth. Team's first of the quarter with a minute 16 left in this one. Abbott will cross the timeline. Abbott flips it off to Thompson, and Thompson throws it away, trying to get it right low block to Burnett. Greenup County gets it up at the court at the timeline. That's Branham, but she has it tipped and stolen. Coming away with it is Eisen. It's going to be dribbled off of Eisen's foot, and it'll go out of bounds on the baseline, and it'll go back to Greenup County.
I don't know what you're pointing at, but Round County will play the West Carter Russell winner.
Talk about who Round County will play. That is what we're pointing at. At the timeline, Branham gets it off to Langley. Just a wild runner from 10, no good. Rebound will come down to Round County's Eisen. Long pass up the court to Thompson. Back pass to Abbott. Right-handed lay-in, no good. Great extra pass, just wouldn't fall. And a dump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Round County. Burnett will inbound. Flips it in Thompson. Quick 3-0. 30 seconds left in this one, and the ball will go to Greenup County as it's off the foot of a Lady Viking. Round County's second squad still applying full court pressure. Under 30 seconds left, Greenup County, Branham. She'll stop and pop from 10, no good. Rebound Hall, swatted away by Furnish on the putback. Long pass up, intercepted by Langley. She'll throw it up from the free throw line, no good. Rebound will be grabbed by Furnish. Up to the court to Burnett. Burnett off to Abbott. Abbott across the timeline, 4 seconds. Abbott is going to have it back tipped. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Round County with 1.8 left in this one. Round County's going to win it. Quick inbound pass to Thompson, lay-in, no. And your final score, Round County 50, Greenup County 33. We've got another one, though. The Greenup County, Round County boys will face off here in approximately 20 minutes. For now, we'll send it back to the station. Your final score, Lady Vikings 50, Lady Musketeers 33. Back in just a moment.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing-A Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Brown County led 12-7 at the end of the first quarter, 22-17 at the half, 32-26 at the end of three, and the final 50-33. Round County goes to 1-1 on the season. Greenup drops to 1-2. Again, Round County will play the winner of the West Carter Russell game on the Monday night, the second game of the semifinals, and that will be at Bath County. And Greenup County will play the loser of West Carter Russell, and I believe that will probably be at the site of either West or Russell, whichever one of the team loses. Scoring for Greenup County, 14 points for Katie Schaefer, 9 points for Daria Crum, 6 for Kennedy Spencer, and 4 for Bella Stith. That's only 4 Greenup County Lady Musketeers scored for their 33 points. For Round County, they had 3 players in double figures, 12 points for Kelby Ford, 11 points for Olivia Beach, and 10 points for Diamond Wills. 4 points each for Lauren Easton and Brindley Walker, and 2 points for Cassie Perkins. The Greenup County Lady Musketeers, 11 of 40 from the field, 27.5%, 6 of 16 from three-point range, 37.5%, and 5 of 14 from the free throw line, 35.7%. Round County, 21 of 54, shot 48% in the second half to improve on the 31% of the first half. 21 of 54, 38.9%. 4 of 20 from behind the arc, 20%. 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 66.7%. Round County even the rebounding up a little bit, but Greenup still out-rebounded Round County, 37-31. 7 rebounds for Kennedy Spencer for Greenup County, and 10 points for Olivia Beach. That was part of her double-double, 11 points and 10 rebounds. 8 fouls whistled on Greenup County, 13 on Round County. 10 assists for Greenup County, 4 of those for Spencer. 17 assists for Round County, 6 of those for Kelby Ford. 25 turnovers on Greenup County as Round County really amped the pressure up in the second half. Round County, 17 turnovers. 3 block shots for Greenup County, 2 of those for Katie Schaefer. 3 block shots for Round County, nobody with more than 1. 8 steals for the Lady Musketeers. Crum had 3. 18 steals for Round County, 6 of those for Kelby Ford. So she had 6 assists and 6 steals. Points off turnovers, 26 for Round County, 5 for Greenup County. Second chance points, 8 for Round County, 2 for Greenup County. And Round County had the only bench scoring in the game, and they had 6 points off the bench. So Round County, after opening the season with a loss at Morgan County, picks up a win over Greenup County to move to the semifinals of the EKC tournament. The boys' game coming up next. Round County 1-0 in the season after a nice 86-77 win over Mason County last Tuesday. And Greenup County 0-2. They've lost to lost a couple of games. I'm trying to see who the second one was with. Well, it was to Mason County, right. The second one was Mason County. Both teams are out on the floor warming up. Greenup County in the bright gold uniforms, Round County in the home white. And we'll get it. We'll take a few moment break away from here. First, we'll give you the closing billboards for the girls' game, maybe a song or two, and then we'll be back with you with after we get the starting lineups and everything for the boys' contest. For Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy. We'll be back with you shortly here on WIVY.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.